Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7. It's my chance to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in a reading, a story, a joke, or something different from a commercial recording, and I call those things wombats. I've got two wombats tonight, so it's a wombat night. Wombats and Music is coming to you from WEHC. At Emory and Henry College, FM 90.7, your college and community station. The first song tonight is called The Goodnight Loving Trail. I've mentioned a number of times that I belong to a folk music group in New York City, the Pinewoods Folk Music Group, for years, and we sang a lot of the same songs over and over, and it was always fun to have a new song come in, one we'd never heard, and it would become part of our repertoire. Everyone would learn the words, and then when someone would lead that song, we'd all know to sing the chorus. This Goodnight Loving Trail, I remember when it kind of entered our community and became very popular and became a staple. I'd say almost every weekend or week I went on, somebody led this song, and I really enjoyed it. So this is the Goodnight Loving Trail, sung by a group called the Willows. I believe they're a Canadian group out of Toronto, Canada.
Hi, we're the Willows. This is the Big Comfy Sessions, and our Big Comfy cover is The Goodnight Loving Trail by Utah Phillips.
Thank you. For the desert's a book written deserts and sage. Easy to look like an old torn out page, faded and cracked with the colors of age. On the good night trail, on the loving trail, your overland's lonesome tonight.
You just heard the Goodnight Loving Trail by the Willows. Here comes another traditional folk song. This is Peggy-O, sung by Hardy and Massengill.
As we march down to the Nerio, as we march down to Fenario, our captain fell in love with a lady like a dove, and the name she was called was pretty Peggy-O. Your mother think, pretty Peggy-O? What would your mother think, pretty Peggy-O? What would your mother think for to hear those guineas click, and then soldiers all marching for you? Come along with me, pretty Peggy-O. Come along with me, pretty Peggy-O. In coaches ye shall ride, with your true love by your side, just as grand as any lady in this area. You're the man that I adore, handsome Willie-O. You're the man that I adore, handsome Willie-O. You're the man I adore, but your fortune is too low, and I fear my mama would be angry-O. Trippin' down them stairs, pretty Peggy-O. Come a-trippin' down them stairs, pretty Peggy-O. Come a-trippin' down them stairs, and tie back your yellow hair, and bid a last farewell to handsome Willie-O. captain, he lies dead. Pretty Peggy, oh. Our captain, he lies dead. Pretty Peggy, oh. Our captain, he lies dead. His own bullet in his head. And he's buried in Louisiana country, oh. If ever I return, pretty Peggy, oh. If ever I return, pretty Peggy, oh. If ever I return, your damn cities I will burn and destroy. As we march down to Venereo, our captain fell in love with a lady like a dove, and the name she was called was Pretty Peggy.
Was Peggy O by Hardy and Massengill. The next song is kind of a wombat. I heard it as a part of a soundtrack of a movie, and it didn't have really a meaningful story. It was just some lovely harmony. It's a group including Daniel Lenoir, who I've heard of, and Rhiannon Giddens, who I've played a number of songs by. This is Moonlight. Oh, That was Moonlight by Daniel Noir, Rhiannon Giddens, and others. The next song is Landslide by the Petersons. I heard this on YouTube recently and liked it a lot. The original recording was written and made by Stevie Nicks, and that's a classic. But this is a beautiful version of it. A lot of different voices and some interesting harmonies. So this is Landslide by the Petersons. That was Landslide by the Petersons. As regular listeners know, I'm a banjo player and love banjo music. I recently was listening to a folk music show and they had on there a musician named Rick Palieri. Apparently he's quite well known and plays a number of instruments and sings. And I liked a lot of his love of music. And in particular, he played a version of June Apple, a song that I've learned and heard many times played on the banjo. One of the all-time great banjo pieces, and I liked his version of it. This is Clawhammer Banjo. In case any of you are new to this kind of music, I like to point out that most traditional banjo and fiddle pieces have an A part and a B part, and the way they play them is they play the A part twice and then the B part twice. So if you're trying to listen closely to the music, it kind of helps to look for the A part so you can recognize it being played twice. And then when the B part starts, it's different and it'll play twice. And that's the way the whole piece is done. However, later in the performance, often they will put in little ornamentations and variations. So the A part will be a little different and the B part will be a little different. And you can watch for those, and it kind of makes the song more interesting for me. So this is Rick Palieri playing June Apple. Just heard Rick Palieri playing June Apple in clawhammer style on the banjo. Next up comes Natalie Merchant singing Poor Wayfaring Stranger. I love what Natalie Merchant does to traditional folk music. She really adds some emphasis and some style, her own unique way of presenting it. This is a fairly familiar song, Poor Wayfaring Stranger, but when sung by Natalie Merchant, it's got a different character to it. So, Natalie Merchant, Poor Wayfaring Stranger.
God's redeemed their vigils. whiskey. Well, I'm going there to meet my loved ones. Gonna be funny when my one. Well, I'm only going over Jordan. Well, I'm only going over.
That was Poor Wayfaring Stranger, performed by Natalie Merchant. Well, it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. You can pick us up at 90.7 FM or on the web at WEHCFM.com. That EHC is for Emory Henry College. And next week is fundraising week. Starts Wednesday. And my show the following Monday, September 28th. When my show comes on next Monday, September 28th, I'll be answering the phones. So if you call in during that show, you'll get me. And call in to make a contribution and we can chat. Just call in and we'll chat anyway. And love to hear from you. Next Monday, September 28th, if you call in during our fundraising week, I'll be on the phone. Look forward to hearing from you. The next song is our first Wombat. This is Wolfman Jack, a legendary disc jockey. I'm a disc jockey now, so I really get a kick out of Wolfman Jack. He's probably the most famous disc jockey ever. At one point, he was heard on more than 2,000 radio stations in 53 countries, and he had quite a style. The way I ran into him was he was in the movie American Graffiti, and if you haven't seen that, I recommend it. It's a 1973 American coming-of-age comedy film directed and co-written by George Lucas. This was early in George Lucas's career. He went on to direct Star Wars and various other things. A very famous director. And in the movie was the beginning of the career of a number of well-known actors, Richard Dreyfuss, Ron Howard, Harrison Ford, Mackenzie Phillips, Suzanne Summers. All of those people went on to become quite famous, and this was their first movie. So, anyway, this is Wolfman Jack, and his style. A lot of DJs try and sort of stay out of the way and let the music carry the show, but not Wolfman Jack. His personality comes on strong, and you'll hear it in the closing of his show. Here we are. Wolfman Jack signing off from his radio show.
We got to close it out. That's it for the Wolfman Jack show for tonight. Be back again tomorrow night. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Gonna suck it to you tomorrow, baby.
I move your picture.
From my wall.
From my wall.
music.
And I replace them,
both large and small.
Both large and small.
To sound McCall, baby.
And each new day,
each new day,
finds me so blue.
Finds me so blue.
Nothing takes the place of you.
Just remember, nothing takes the place of you.
I read your letter.
I read your letter.
One by one.
One by one.
And I still love you.
I just want you to know, baby, I still love you.
When it's all said and done. And oh, my darling, I'm so blue.
Because nothing.
Because nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, nothing. Takes the place of you. I write this letter. It's raining on my window pane.
As the moving finger writes, it says until tomorrow. I'll wait for you. As each teardrop glistens on my letter.
Without you, nothing seems the same.
Without you, nothing's the same.
So I'll wait until you're home. Again, I love you. But I'm all alone.
I'm all alone till I see it again tomorrow night, baby.
Darling,
until tomorrow, I love you so much.
I'm so blue.
Bye.
Because nothing, oh, but nothing takes the place of you.
That was Wolfman Jack signing off from his show, and quite a character.
I wonder if I ought to do that kind of thing and talk like Wolfman Jack on top of my music.
But I don't think I will. I think I'll stick to what I've been doing all along. So, after that, the next piece we have coming up is a fiddle piece. I'm a fiddle player, and I went. This is by Jay Unger, and he wrote this. He has a fiddle camp every summer, and they had it this summer online, but usually it's held in Ashokan, New York, and he has 2 weeks, a southern week and a northern week. I went to southern week 1 week years ago, and he had two Cajun groups there, each with a fiddler, and the fiddlers played together some, dual fiddles. It was quite a trip. I had a great time. Learned to play fiddle a little better. Jay Unger is a brilliant fiddle player. 1 year after the week was ending, everybody's kind of sad when the week is over, he wrote a piece called Ashokan Farewell, and it became very popular. It was used in a TV series talking about the Civil War and stuff. So this is Jay Unger playing a piece he composed, which became famous, and pretty much, I think, has supported him ever since. This is Ashokan Farewell. Thank you. Ashokan Farewell by Jay Unger. Next is one of the all-time great classic country music artists and recordings. This is Hank Williams singing Hey Good Lookin'.
Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing spree, so if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Williams singing Hey Good Lookin'. And here comes the next wombat of the show. This is McCavity the Mystery Cat by T.S. Eliot, read by Harry Baya. McCavity's a mystery cat. He's called a hidden paw, for he's the master criminal who can defy the law. He's the bafflement of Scotland Yard, the flying squad's despair. For when they reach the scene of the crime, McCavity's not there. McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity. He's broken every human law, he breaks the law of gravity. His powers of levitation would make a fakir stare. And when you reach the scene of crime, McCavity's not there. You may seek him in the basement, you may look up in the air, but I tell you once and once again, McCavity's not there. McCavity's a ginger cat. He's very tall and thin. You would know him if you saw him, for his eyes are sunken in. His brow is deeply lined with thought. His head is highly domed. His coat is dusty from neglect. His whiskers are uncombed. He sways his head from side to side with movements like a snake. And when you think he's half asleep, he's always wide awake. McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity, for he's a fiend in feline shape, a monster of depravity. You may meet him in a by-street, you may see him in the square, but when a crime's discovered, then McCavity's not there. He's outwardly respectable. They say he cheats at cards. And his footprints are not found in any file of Scotland Yards. And when the larder's looted, or the jewel case is rifled, or when the milk is missing, or another peak's been stifled, or the greenhouse glass is broken, and the trellis past repair, and there's the wonder of the thing, McCavity's not there. And when the Foreign Office find a treaty's gone astray, or the Admiralty lose some plans and drawings by the way, there may be a scrap of paper in the hall or on the stair, but it's useless to investigate. McCavity's not there. And when the loss has been disclosed, the Secret Service say, it must have been McCavity, but he's a mile away. You'll be sure to find him resting, or a licking of his thumbs, or engaged in doing complicated long division sums. McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity. There never was a cat of such deceitfulness and suavity. He's always has an alibi, and one or two to spare. At whatever time the deed took place, McCavity wasn't there. And they say that all the cats whose wicked deeds are widely known, I might mention Mungjoree, I might mention Griddlebone, are nothing more than agents for the cat who all the time just controls their operations, the Napoleon of crime. That was McCavity, the Mystery Cat by T.S. Eliot. The next song is A Pirate Looks at 40 by Jimmy Buffett. And my favorite line in there is, yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. He's imagining what it would be like if you'd been born 200 years earlier and been a pirate. I think a lot of us have fantasies like that. A Pirate Looks at 40.
Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watched the man who rode you switch from sails to steam, and in your belly you hold the treasures you have ever seen. Most of them dream, most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate, arriving too late. Arriving too late. But I've done a bit of smuggling, and I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last. Never meant to last. Just a few friends, just a few friends. Thank you. takes a while. Just takes a while. Mother, Mother Ocean, after all the years I've found, my occupational hazard be, my occupation's just not around. I feel like I drown. Gonna hit a town. I feel like I drown. Gonna hit a town.
You just heard Jimmy Buffett singing the song he wrote, A Pirate Looks at 40. The COVID virus recently took from us one of the greatest folk musicians and songwriters of our era, John Prine. John Prine was well known throughout the folk music community, and many had performed his songs. This is him singing live, That's the Way the World Goes Round. And he has a little story at the end that has a wombat flavor for me. That's the way the world goes round.
I know a guy that's got a lot to lose. He's a pretty nice fella, kinda confused. Got muscles in his head, ain't never been used. Thinks he owns half of this town. Started drinking heavy, got a big red nose. Beat his old lady with a rubber hose. Then he took her out to dinner, bought her new clothes. It's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water, you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. I sat in the bathtub, counting my toes when a radiator broke. Water all froze, I got stuck in the ice without my clothes, naked as the eyes of a clam. I was crying ice cubes, hoping I'd croak when the sun come through the window. The ice all broke, I stood up and laughed, thought it was a joke. It's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water, you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round.
I was playing in this club in San Francisco, and this girl come up to the stage. So I leaned over and asked her what I could do for her, and she said, would you please sing that song of yours about the happy enchilada? I said, geez, I've never written a song about any kind of enchilada, let alone a happy enchilada. I said, you might have me confused with somebody else. She said, no. She said, you wrote a song about a happy enchilada. I said, well, how's it go? And she says, it's a happy enchilada and you think you're going to drown. I said, I'm glad you like the words.
That's the way that the world goes round. You up one day, the next you down. It's a happy enchilada, you think you're going to drown. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round.
that's the way the world goes around.
That was John Prine singing That's the Way the World Goes Round, or if you prefer, The Happy Enchilada. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, and next week on September 28th, if you listen to the show and call in, I'll give you the number on the show, you can talk to me. I will be answering the phone during my show. It's fundraising week, so if you call in, hopefully you'd like to contribute something to WEHC. Anyway, it's been fun, and I want to ask you now to join me as I do each week. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.